have damage in some of our traditionally colder locations on the edges, but nothing that we can't manage around and work around and tend to it. We're certainly not in a complete salvage mode, but we have picked some blocks that were hurt ahead of schedule. We just changed our schedule, basically.
Now, we see these kind of freezes several times, it seems like every winter, most years here in Florida, but not usually so early in December. Why is a December freeze worse than one in, say, January or February?
Well, the earlier the freeze comes, the less amount of fruit we have harvested. So that's one reason why the earlies were impacted as much as they were, because we still had more than half the crop on the tree when the last freeze came. We just had barely started the harvesting season, which a January freeze, we sometimes have half or only a third left in the groves.
Well, Marty, is this kind of a freeze event more difficult for some groves than others? For example, are small independent growers hit harder than the large corporate operations?
Well, it's all based on location. The northern area, which you would always expect, was impacted the most. But the Indian River was impacted the second most and very similar. And the Indian River is normally warmer, so freeze damage doesn't really relate to if you're a corporate large grower or a individual. It relates to location. And it doesn't matter if you're corporate, a 10-acre grower, if you're located where it got cold, it impacts you the same.
The other major issue for growers right now is citrus greening, and I want to ask you about that. Are you seeing any of that in your groves, and are you hearing worries about that from the other growers that you deal with in Citrus Mutual and the Growers Association?
Well, yeah. Greening is probably the topic of conversation anytime you get two citrus growers together now. And, of course, you know, 5 years ago or 6 years ago, we thought greening was in Brazil and we didn't know anything about it. So we started out with very little knowledge at all. And I think, as evident by the International Greening Conference that we just held, we've got some incredibly bright, dedicated, smart scientists working on this thing. Although we had not done any research on it in Florida because we didn't have it here and we didn't want to bring it in here to possibly spread to research it. So they're starting from ground zero. However, I think they've made great strides. And as growers, we're hopeful that some of their basic research can now be taken and used to try to figure out something that can get in, that we can put in the groves that's going to help us control the psyllid, which is a vector that spreads greening. If we can really do something about control of psyllid, then we can control the spread.
I know researchers are working on various types of new pesticides to try to control the psyllid, the insect that spreads the disease. But if that's effective, do you think that'll eventually cure citrus greening?
Now that, to me, cure greening is almost like saying we're going to cure cancer. You know, we'll get better at living with greening, but the cure is probably not something that we're going to see very quickly at all. But we certainly should be able to make some progress on treating greening and treating the spread of greening. But now we're just using chemical sprays, which are not preferable. With chemical sprays, we're not going to eliminate them. We're not going, but we are going to control them and hopefully control the spread.